You're listening to From Our Lens, a podcast for photographers and brides where we dive into all things weddings.
Whether you're a pro behind the lens or bride-to-be, we've got you covered.
Join in on the conversation and take it from the gals who have been to a wedding or two.
Grab your camera or your wedding planner and tune in for our hot wedding takes. Let's focus on your forever. Hello.
Hello. Welcome back.
How's it going, Jordan?
I'm great. How are you, Sarah?
I'm pretty good. Pretty
good. It's almost the weekend. It could not be. It's nice here. And it's supposed to be like plus 30 this weekend. So I'm a little worried because I have a wedding in the mountains. But it's usually colder in the mountains, so it'll probably be fine.
Yeah.
But
just pack the sunscreen.
Oh, yeah. I'm lathering myself up. Yeah. But it'll be fun.
I haven't even looked at the forecast yet for this weekend, but hopefully it's also decent.
No, I mean, it's summertime. As long as it's not downpouring, yeah, we're
fine. Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah, last weekend it was like plus 20 and it felt like plus 40, so we need to climatize to this hot
no
weather.
No one's ready for it yet. No, I know. No. I just want to, it makes me not want to work. Like, it makes me want to go lay on the beach, so yeah, it's not very totally helpful, but it's still, I like it, so it's,
yeah,
I appreciate the sun.
No, I feel it. Any fun shoots or anything this week?
Well, yeah, I'm doing my client closet shoot tomorrow night.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm just, there's a few more pieces that I need to photograph so I can like have them in my guide to send out to all my clients. And I'm going to do that tomorrow night. Hopefully it's nice. Yeah, but that's tomorrow. And then my wedding. And then,
fine.
And then after the wedding, I'm just going to Jasper and we're going to like go to some lakes. And
Nice. So you're doing more Jasper time?
Yeah. Jasper's my home.
Yeah, apparently. Honestly.
Seems to be. Yeah.
I good. Love it.
I like it.
Yeah. That's
what
perfect.
What are you doing? I don't even know what you're doing.
I've been just making sure I'm completely caught up. I actually feel like so far this year I'm on track with my editing, which is really good.
Yay. Me too. I feel so good. It feels so good.
Oh, honestly. And then I have a wedding on Saturday at a golf course in town, so it'll be really nice.
Cute.
Some engagement shoots next week, but yeah, that's about it. Just keeping on track, enjoying some sun, some summerness, and yeah, that's pretty
that
much
so
it
fun. So exciting.
Yeah.
Yay.
But I am very excited for today because we have a really cool topic. This kind of came about because I was talking to one of my friends that's getting married this summer, and she was like, hey, I need a song for walking down the aisle. Like, what's something that she's like, I don't want something that people often use. What's something different, but like emotional and, you know, the whole vibe. And we were just kind of like going back and forth on like commonly used aisle songs. And it just kind of, I was messaging Jordan. I was like, we need to do an episode on music.
Oh my God.
All of
Listen,
it.
Listen, and everybody that knows me, I'm like the playlist queen of all my friends.
Yeah.
I like have 60 million playlists. Not 60 million. I probably have 60, but but I like, I don't know what it is, but like I need a playlist for every vibe. And then I make them for weddings because I like to send them out when people ask me because I get the same questions too.
Yeah.
And it's like, you can just send it away. And I try and find songs that are different. So when people ask, I can say like, these are different songs.
Yeah.
So it's my favorite thing to talk about. So this is going to be a fun one.
Totally.
Honestly, music really just changes the vibe. It can change your vibe like without really being a big thing. It can really change the vibe of your day.
Well, and it can make it personal and unique if you want it to be. Like, and disclaimer, there's nothing wrong with using the most popular wedding songs. Like, we were going through and I was like, still, there's so many iconic, epic songs in this list that we made. But if you want something different or want something that's personalized to you and your partner, then we also are here for that. So we're kind of going to go through both. Like, we're going to go through songs we hear often. And we're going to go through some songs that we've heard at weddings that we are like, oh, that's different. And then some songs that we like and want to see at weddings. So I'm really excited.
And some tips. Don't forget, we're going to help them find songs.
Yeah.
If they don't like any of our options.
Why don't we start with the tips? Because I feel like it kind of will get us into like the ball rolling kind of vibe. So what's your first kind of tip that you would tell a bride if they said,
how do I pick? For picking songs. Okay. I think the place I find music the most, and it's always, even since I've been like younger, I would always do this, is I always pay attention to the songs that my favorite TV shows or movies have.
Yeah.
So like most of the time when you're watching a movie, you don't really pay attention to the music because they pick music that fits the mm-hmm. scene because they want you to be in that movie and not paying attention to the music. But if you stop for a second, disconnect yourself.
Yeah.
And even just look up the soundtracks and look at the songs. Like they're very cinematic. They're usually very like
yes.
beautiful and orchestrated and like
yeah.
Well, depending on the movie and depending on what you're watching, I guess.
Yeah, maybe but, if you're picking music from Saw, that might not work, but...
yeah, no, let's not do that. Or Jaws.
yeah, Jaws. The Jaws theme song as you're walking down the aisle, maybe not.
but I always pay attention to stuff like that. Because songs that are in, like, sometimes they will. Like, if you think about movies and stuff, usually they don't pick the most popular songs. Usually they pick like indie songs, and the reason those songs become popular is because of the movie, right? So usually the songs they're picking are like more like local, like not as discovered yet. Like they're a little bit more unique. And if you like the movie, there's a good chance you'll like the song because it's like the same vibe as the movie and you'll like it. And that's a big spot that I always get music from.
Especially if it's a movie that you guys like. How perfect is it to pick a song from it? And honestly, you go through most of the top wedding songs and they're pretty much all from movies. So there's a reason for that.
Yeah. And two, then when you're like, it's 20 years later and you're watching a movie and you just randomly pick a movie and your wedding song comes on, you'll get all the feels again from
totally.
The wedding song. And you're like, oh my God, like
100%.
That's our song. And it just reminds you. So that's my... one of the biggest places I find music. What about you? Is that the same for you?
Well, I have that down too. And I think just like genre too. And I think sometimes it comes down to just the bride picking the songs. And I think like you kind of have to say, okay, like what do we both like? What's our genre? And then kind of go from there. Because if you're a couple that's into like top 20 music and you pick country songs, it's not really going to fit and vice versa, right? So I think look into your genre, look into like movies you like, and kind of just go from there and see what speaks to you guys, I guess, too.
Yeah. I really like you saying like not just the bride, like do it together. Because I know that most of the time, like, yes, the brides are planning the wedding. Like, we understand that, okay? We know for sure. How it works. Yes. but I think music's one of those things that if you can like say, hey, honey, like, let's pick some songs together. It's one of the least stressful things to do for your wedding. It won't, like, overwhelm your man. I know that sometimes they, like, don't even want to talk about it because they're like, oh, my God, wedding stuff. I don't want to deal with it. But it's kind of a fun one. So, like, having them included in that. Also, when they hear their songs that they picked, if they're not crazy songs, like, we need to maybe tone it down, boys, if you're picking crazy, like, Fast and Furious music. Like, we don't want that. But like, it's kind of neat that I feel like that part should be something you both do together.
Yeah,
because the guys usually don't care about the decor and the like seating charts. Yeah. And like, that's why they don't want to help you plan that. But music's one of those things that usually is like universal. And usually everyone cares about music.
Yeah.
Always brings back a feeling.
And I think going through the process of choosing the songs together and sitting there and going through it on your wedding day, when you hear those songs, you're going to feel so much more connected. Even like if you go through picking the first dance song together, and like that's just going to bring another level of emotion into that moment when it's happening at the wedding, or the walking down the aisle, or if he picks the song he dances with his mom to, or, you know, I think it just adds a whole, I have goosebumps thinking of it because there's so many moments.
I got them too.
There's been so many moments in weddings where the music is what makes the moment. Not makes the moment, but it just like, as soon as that song comes on, that you can see the groom, his eyes start to water because it's like music can evoke that emotion out of you. And it's such a big part of it.
I always try to get people, and some people like don't like this. That's fine if you're like not one of those couples. But I always say like have a date night, like get your wine, get your pizza that you're going to make for dinner, play a bunch of music and spend your evening like in the kitchen listening to music, dancing together.
Oh, I
know
that
some people don't like that, which is fine.
Yeah,
totally. But like that's, again, when you hear those songs, you'll think about your wedding night. Like wedding day, because that's when they play. But you'll also think about the memories you made picking them in your kitchen, dancing together, drinking wine or beer or like whatever it is.
Yeah, totally.
And it's a cute little date night to celebrate your wedding before it happens. Mm-hmm. And those are important. We got to not be stressed the whole time. We got to have fun with a little bit of it, the parts that are fun. So, yeah.
And I get it. Like, some people aren't as into music as others, but I think you can still say, oh, yeah, this one's good. Like, even if you're not a big music person, I think you can still make it an, like, a thing picking it together.
I think so, you know? I think so.
I think really, that's really big part. And honestly, I think you just have to go with your gut, too. If something, like, if you have a connection with a song or... like, I don't know, just go with it. Like, you don't have to do what people are doing, what's trendy, what's, maybe it was a trendy wedding song 30 years ago, who cares, right? So I think those are kind of, do you have any other tips for that?
Yeah, I have a few for like picking songs.
Yeah.
What else do I have? I actually, if you have some songs in mind, but you maybe think they are like too mainstream and you don't want that.
Yeah.
I would recommend, like, usually your favorite artists, you'll know all of their music, right? Because you listen to all their songs. But I would recommend, like, if you have a song that you love and you, like, don't necessarily want to use it because everyone else has, go through some of that artist's other songs.
Yes.
Go through albums, like the same album, because usually that album will have a similar vibe.
Totally.
And maybe there's another song in there that you, like, love even more. Like, go through artists instead of just picking songs, because there's so many songs that aren't popular that are so great. And that's when you're still going to find the one you love because you like the other song. But this one's different and you might even love it even more, right?
Totally. And along with that too, if there's a song that you love and it's so well known and it's so popular and you feel like you guys have a connection to that song and you want to make it different, do an acoustic version. I think that is such a classy way. Like, this is kind of a funny example, but think of Bridgerton.
Okay, I was gonna bring up Bridgerton. Yeah.
Everyone is so obsessed with the music on that show because it's these iconic, like, 2000s songs or, like, modern songs.
Yeah, if you didn't know, if you've never watched Bridgerton, like, it's set, like, back in the day. So all the music's, like, classical, but they take popular songs and do it in that version. So some of the songs you don't recognize, but most of them you'll be watching it and you're like, hey, like, this is Pitbull. Like, wait a minute.
Yeah, I know.
And nobody would know, right?
Yeah. And also live music. If you have someone in your life that is musical and they can just play an acoustic version of a song on the guitar or on the piano, honestly, anytime there's live music at a wedding, instant game changer.
Yeah, I know.
Like, you don't have to have a singer. You can have someone that plays, like, if you had a violin, I would be on
I've been to a wedding, like, where they had a violin violin and, like, a big
I would
harp.
Die.
And it was beautiful. Oh, it was beautiful. My God. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's, like, my dream in life is for my wedding. I want, like, live
a
music
full band.
All day because a full band, an orchestra behind.
Yeah. One more tip I'll bring up before we, like, start talking about, like, music is, so TikTok right now, like, the whole point of TikTok is music. You put music to video and you post it. And then there's the popular songs. There's the trending songs. There's the ones that are, like, going up. So I don't know, sometimes when I'm scrolling and I, like, hear a song I've never heard before, I'll, like, look at the sound instead of just, like, liking it and being like, oh, this is a great TikTok. Like, I'll go to the sound and I'll be like, oh, who sings this song? And I'll go and I'll try and find it in my Apple Music or my Spotify or whatever it is. Because sometimes you can find, like, underground music in TikTok and, like, just stuff. Like, obviously it'll be popular, but most of the time those songs that are popular, it's only 10 seconds of the song that's popular because it's a TikTok song. And it might be great. Like, don't give no credit to TikTok because I've found some great music from it. And it brings out, like, undiscovered artists. Like, you hear of those stories of people, like, blowing up on TikTok and because their songs are so great and no one's been able to find them yet. So if you're scrolling, don't be scared to, like, look at the, like, click on the little sound and see if it's actually a song. Because some of it's not, but lots of them are actually songs.
I think TikTok, when I looked at our most popular song list from the last couple years, it's crazy how TikTok has, like, from when we started doing weddings prior to TikTok, it was, like, the current songs, whatever was top 40 pretty much was wedding songs. Yeah. But now the popular songs are, like, somewhere from the 1980s, somewhere from the 1990s, because TikTok brings them back in.
Blowing them up.
Yes.
I know. I
it's
love
crazy.
It for that.
Yeah.
So you don't have to mindless scroll. You can just tell your man you're, like, wedding planning when you're on TikTok. Be like, honey, don't be mad at me. I'm wedding planning.
Exactly.
Like, get out of here.
Doing research, exactly. It's like TikTok's pretty much the new Pinterest.
Yeah, you know what?
In a way.
You're not
like it
wrong,
really is.
Honestly.
There's so many ideas.
No, you're not wrong.
So many things. But yeah, honestly, I think that's kind of like, yeah, the tips so far, like obviously we're going to have more mm-hmm. as we go through, but pretty much if you were to look at a traditional wedding, we're not traditional mm-hmm. gals here, but if you were looking at a traditional wedding, you have bridal mm-hmm. party entrance. So when your bridesmaids, groomsmen walk down the aisle, usually people yep. pick a song, and then you have the groom's yep. entrance, and then you have the yep. bride's entrance, and then they're up there, whatever, and then they have the signing song. And then they have the recessional, which they walk yes. out of the aisle. Yeah. And then we go into the grand yeah. entrance and then the first dance, mother, father, or mother, daughter, you know, the yeah. gist. So there's a lot of songs that you have on your wedding day. And you obviously don't need songs for everything, but we just like cake cutting, bouquet toss. There's so many things. So music is such a big part of yeah. your day. And it is nice to have a personalized song to give your DJ or your band or whoever, because otherwise they're kind of like, eh, whatever, I'll pick the most popular song.
Well, they might pick a song. They might pick a song you hate.
Yeah.
I don't want that. Yeah, and I think that, like, you don't necessarily need to pick all those songs, like you said, if you don't really care. But if you are a person that does care about the music, like, definitely have a plan. Let's make a list. Let's pick the songs. We're going to help you, but, totally. But,
yeah. And we're big music gals. So this to us is like our thing. So we totally get it if you're not a music person, but that's why we're going to give literally, I have a list of like, I don't know, 30, 40 songs nice. Here. So we're going to give yes, you a lot.
Okay. Well, why don't we just go yeah. right into just different parts? We can just keep helping everyone out with the different parts.
Yeah, sure. Let's do it.
Go from the top. Yeah.
So I think what we should do is, like, we're just going to go back and forth. We're going to pop our songs in that we have. Okay. So my first song is the iconic. And I'm not – again, disclaimer, we're not saying these are bad are these, songs.
Wait, are
we're
these for every part them. Of the day, just, like, songs you hear, like, whenever?
This is pretty much, like, I put, like, the parent dances in a different category. But other than that, just this anywhere. Is, like
– Okay, just – Okay, gotcha.
You know,
okay.
anywhere. Like, ceremony, dance. Okay. Yeah. So first one – Elvis Presley, Can't Help yes. Falling in Love with yes. You. This is such an yeah. iconic yeah. song, and I feel like it's
I've
timeless.
Also heard very, like it's different. There's yeah. like three or four different versions of this song.
So many different versions.
And it's
versions.
Honestly, yes. no, I never, yeah. even though it's like one of the most popular ones, it never like, it's never bad to yeah. hear. It's always good to hear. It brings out the feels. It yeah. does what it has to do. I love yeah. it still, even though it's popular. Oh, yeah. That's, like, the song I used to, like, lay in my bedroom when I was, like, 17 years old and be like, I'm getting married to this. Like, that was, like, I remember I love it. That. I would, like, be like, this is – and I'd be, like, singing into my hairbrush. I'm like, hey, and I'm like, Elvis. Yeah, that was literally, like
– But there's – I think that that's one of the ones that – it's not trendy. It's just – it's always been timeless. So that's my first yeah. one. So, Jordan, what's yeah. your next?
Okay, it's funny because mine – I have that one on my list. So I can't say that, obviously. But a lot of the ones I picked are like the party songs. So sorry in advance. But oh, yeah. this one I hear yeah. like five times a year, probably more. But it's yeah. that Marry You by Bruno Mars. And it's the.
Oh, yeah.
Sarah.
Oh, sorry. Did I roll my eyes? Your eyes.
But no, it's usually always when they're coming in and the bridal party's like dancing. And it's because it's like a fun one. Yes. And it definitely yeah. is.
It is fun. Yeah. My face was talking. I'm sorry.
But it's one you hear. It's one you hear every single year, like multiple times. Doesn't even matter. Like people yeah. vibe.
It's a good one. Everyone yes. knows it.
Not saying it's yeah.
No, you can't go wrong.
It's definitely not the most original song in the books. Yeah. We'll just say that.
Yeah. Okay, my next one is A Thousand Years, the Twilight song.
Oh, no, that's everyone the Grey's Anatomy it. Song in my eyes.
Oh, I don't know like Grey's Anatomy.
God.
I see it as
no,
the Twilight
Grey's
song.
Grey's Anatomy, for sure.
That or was that the Sleeping at Last one? Are you getting
oh,
those two? Turning Page?
Well, Grey's Anatomy I think you're getting uses those two. Sleeping at Last, like that artist, for every single episode pretty
oh,
much. So it's any Sleeping at
gotcha.
Last song. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe I'm getting confused.
Yeah. Okay, because I have that one next too. Turning Page is also a really, really amazing one. But yeah, A Thousand Years is like, and Turning Page are one of the, but every time I cry. Like, I had a wedding, like, 2 weekends ago, and they used it, and I was, like, and as soon as it started playing, the groom started getting choked up. It was, like.
I'm literally getting emotional right now.
Yeah. Jordan's going to start crying.
No, we're not doing that. We're not crying today. Absolutely not. Okay.
I love it. Okay. I love it.
Yeah. One that I hear a lot is that Kane Brown song, that Heaven. I'm not even gonna. Yeah,
that's a very hot.
It definitely is. And I'm gonna like break some hearts maybe, but like I am not a Kane Brown fan. So I just like.
Yeah, I'm not either.
No, it's definitely very cute and romantic. Like if that's your song, pick it. Like it's not like it's a bad song at all, but it's definitely again one of those ones you hear every time. Yeah. But because he did it, I'm pretty sure he probably wrote it just for weddings. Like a lot of people, I'm sure do.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And honestly, like, I think that's a big, people intentionally write these songs for weddings. And yeah, you get that one a lot. That's a very, very popular one. And so this is kind of going into the TikTok world of wedding music. You're the Reason, that Callum Scott song.
Yep.
Yeah. Very much lovey-dovey wedding song. Leave it at that.
Oh my God. Okay, I think you know this one, and it's kind of going into the categories of, like, the different categories we're going to talk about later, but I think I hear it at, like, every single wedding, at least in my neck of the woods, but there's that Let Them Be Little song.
Oh, Sorry, I roll my eyes again. I can't.
No, you didn't do it in a bad way, but you're like, it is, like, you.
No, but, like, you hear it at every
wedding. Every wedding. Everyone. Yeah. And then, like, also, it still also makes me cry.
That's an iconic slideshow song.
Oh, my God, it is.
Everyone loves that in a slideshow.
Everybody goes nuts for a slideshow with that song, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. My mom has multiple slideshows where she had that as one of the songs.
Love it.
Yeah. Simply the best. That was a TikTok conversion. Like, you know, the Tina Turner song, like, that they made slow on Schitt's Creek.
Yes.
Yeah. I still love it, though. Still love it. How long will I love you? That one.
What song is that? What music are you listening to over there? What are you?
You don't know that one? Wait.
It's a girl singing it?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Maybe I do. Yes, I do.
And then the I Get to Love You one, too, is a big one.
Oh, yes.
I get to love you. Yes. I'm not going to just even attempt singing here. It's Your Love, Tim McGraw.
Oh, Tim McGraw gets you every time. Yeah. It honestly does.
Gets you. Make You Feel My Love. That's another big one.
Yeah.
I feel like I don't want to be mean. I'm not going to say something. No. Like, okay, should we talk about parent dances?
Listen, everybody probably knows the other one.
Well, like, I have, I'll just kind of rip through them. Anything Luke Combs, every wedding, anything Ed Sheeran.
I don't get any of that.
So many Ed Sheeran songs at every wedding. Bloom by the Paper Kites, that's a big one. Yeah, that's kind of a TikTok,
One. Yeah.
One. If You Love Her, Forrest Black, Blake, however you say his name. Yours, Russell Dickerson. Yeah, don't listen to that one. Okay, what about parent dances?
No, let's talk about parent dances. I have so many songs that I can go through.
I'm so excited for this one. Okay, you go first.
I'm just gonna go through, like, my playlist, because I just want to, like, and some of these aren't, like, commonly known, but I just want to give them out to the world because these are some of the songs you should think about.
Yeah. Okay. Mine are all commonly known, so.
Okay, well, I'll say that not, because I tried to make my playlist to be like songs people might not have thought of already. So this is great.
Cool.
Okay.
Yeah. I love that.
The first one, it's new-ish, but it's that Thought You Should Know song by Morgan Wallen. And I don't know if I've heard anybody dance to it yet, but I'm waiting because I know I'm going to cry.
I've heard a couple, maybe like two last summer.
Because it's a really good one.
Yeah. It's cute, though.
There's that Wild World song, like Kip Moore. And it's talking, it's like a son and a...
Oh,
mom,
yeah, that one's cute. It, like,
so cute.
Okay, you want me to give you a throwback one, or one that's common? You are going to laugh when I say, I Loved Her First.
Oh, it's probably in here. Yes, that's literally in my other playlist.
So many weddings. Everyone. And then My Little Girl, Tim McGraw.
I knew you would have that on your list, because that's the one that you, like, talk about all the time.
I hear it so many times and I always cry. I don't know why. I think I was a big Flicka fan, that movie Flicka. It it was in that movie. And every single time I hear it, I cry because I loved Flicka. That was like childhood memory. Yeah.
God, that's actually so funny. This one's a throwback. My Wish, Rascal Flatts.
That's that's an iconic. Everybody loves that
everybody
one.
Everybody goes crazy for like those two Rascal Flatts songs. This one, there's another one. Okay, this one's less common. And it's like, I feel like not a lot of people probably would choose this, but if it is your vibe, I think you should. But it's Simple Man by Lynyrd Skynyrd. And it's kind of slow. Yeah, you can definitely dance to it. Maybe like pick an acoustic version of it.
Yeah.
But it's kind of one of those ones that people, I've never heard it, but I think it'd be really, really cute. And I think like,
it's cool.
For like the kind of alternative couple, maybe like not a country fan. Like, it's a good one.
Okay. What about There Goes My Life?
Oh, yes. Is that the one where she drives away in the car?
In the music video? Yeah. And she's somebody's daughter I've seen recently.
That's a new one, isn't it? Yeah, yes. That is a new one.
Yeah, it's newer. Okay.
This one's also a less common one. It's Van Morrison. It's that Days Like This song. And it's like for a mother-son dance. Again, it's one of those ones that's not like common, not... As like I don't know, not as slow, I guess, as some of the songs, not as sappy. Yeah.
Okay. I have one that kind of goes with that, and it's Vienna.
Yeah. That's so cute. I actually never thought of that.
That's a really good first dance song. Yeah.
Okay, this one's new. It's Chris Lane. It's That's What Mamas Are For. And if you've never heard it, like listen to it. I think that he probably made it for weddings.
It's cute.
But yeah, it's really cute. I can't even sing it though because it's so new. Okay, this one also, Tim McGraw, heard it every second wedding. Humble and Kind.
Oh, yeah. That's a popular first dance with your parents.
For, like, lots of different parts. It works for mother, son, works for mother, daughter.
That was one of our grad songs, I think.
Yeah, I think it was also one of mine, too. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, there's those classic songs that are just...
What about Don't Blink? Did you say that, Kenny Chesney? Don't Blink?
Oh, Don't Blink is a... Yeah.
Yeah.
I did the other Kenny Chesney one, but that one's big. Okay, I have two like that I still love. One more than the other. I won't say which one. But You Are My Sunshine and Forever Young.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are two that like aren't as popular anymore, but they used to be. But they're kind of like
You Are My Sunshine one.
I love You Are My Sunshine. I think that's so cute. One of my favorites.
Like the Zach Bryan version of it, I think is gonna be a popular one.
Yes. That's another good version. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%.
There's so many different versions of both of those songs, though. So that's really nice.
There's this one, like the Lee Bryce song, It's Boy.
Oh, that one's cute,
for, like, a mother-son dance. Like, it's, again, different.
Totally, yeah.
Like, I just, I tried to make it so that people could pick ones that no one else uses. Because
you've
got to be different around here.
I like
that. What do I have for my... I have a whole other one. This one's older, and it probably was popular back in the day. And it's never, like, been not popular, but Landslide, like, Fleetwood Mac.
Oh, yeah.
That would be a really good one. Because it's just, like, chill. Mm-hmm. It's about, like...
Or Songbird is a cute one, too.
Yeah. Or, like, that Wildflowers by Tom Petty, because that one's popular on TikTok, too.
Oh, yeah, that would be a cute...
For, like, father-daughter, like, you belong in the Wildflowers.
Yeah,
like,
that would be cute. See, I really like older music for these kind of things.
Me, too. Okay, this one's... I want someone to dance to this so bad. But it's My Girl by The Temp, like that old My Girl.
Yeah.
And literally would
that
cry
makes me
the,
think of the movie. Oh.
Cry the whole time. I would cry
love
the whole time.
That so much.
Or okay, this one's new, and I don't know if anyone's thought about it for a dance yet, but that Noah Kahan song, You're Gonna Go Far.
Oh yeah.
Because it's
That'd
talking
be cute.
About like we want you to like go far and do good, don't worry about us. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I've never heard of that one.
No, you've never heard it?
No, I've never heard of it, like, as a dance song.
I know. Like, I think it'd be a really good one. Like, because it's different, and it's not, like, the normal one. I would freaking cry, like, 2 seconds in.
Yeah.
Like, cute. We're done.
Love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, there's a few more in here, but that Camila Cabello song, that First Man song.
Oh!
I've heard that a few times.
It makes me cry.
Oh, I know. Me too. And it's also cool. I like that it's a woman singing it, because most of these songs are, like, from a guy. And for some reason, I always like
from like the dad's perspective.
Yeah. I'm like, we need a woman in here. Like, get her singing in here.
This is so funny because speaking of first, you know, dad and daughter songs.
Yeah.
The other day, yesterday. I was watching the Hannah Montana movie while I was editing. And there's...
Wait, are you talking about Butterfly Fly Away?
Yeah!
Okay, that actually...
That would be such a cute one! Yeah, actually. Especially if you had a single parent, like if you had a single mom or dad, it would work for either. The thought of it makes me want to cry. If someone danced to that, I would be like... It's such a beautiful song.
It is. And like,
but it kind of has to be like a single parent.
Yeah.
Because it, yeah, it talks about being on your own. But that, oh, I have goosebumps. I have a couple that I have, I think are going to be big wedding songs of 2024.
Okay.
So Beautiful Things by Benson Boone. I feel like people are going to somehow incorporate that into
their weddings. I was going to say, how are they going to incorporate that?
I don't know. But it's been such a big song. I could see it. I feel like someone...
You're not wrong. Yeah. You're not wrong. Yeah. Okay.
Something about it, I think, is going to be big. And then Real Love Baby. Oh, TikTok has really brought that song back. Yeah. Yep.
That's an older song.
That one's
going
to be big.
Yeah.
But TikTok's really bringing these ones back. Lover, I think, is going to be a big one this year.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I think anything Taylor Swift. Anything. Because people are going nuts over Taylor Swift right now.
And people have always loved her, but like right now, especially with like the Eras tour and everything, I think Taylor Swift songs or like acoustic Taylor Swift songs are going to be really big.
100%.
Again, Bloom, Paper Kites, that's always big. I think Your Bones, that came out last summer. You know that song?
Bones.
It's like, I don't know, I don't want to sing it. It's like, I'll love you to your bones. No, you don't know that one? It was like a really, it like blew up last summer.
Okay.
I could see people, because it had, like, she has a version on iTunes now. So I could see that one coming out. And then the Up song, I could see again. Sun to Me, Zach Bryan, The Night We Met, that kind of stuff.
I was going
to
say, okay, anything from Bridgerton, I think Bridgerton acoustic songs are going to be like popping off. And
for sure.
It's not even, like, people aren't going to know because, like, they're just so subtle. And, like, if you, even if you watched Bridgerton, you might not have noticed. But I think a lot of people that are looking for unique songs are going to pick songs from Bridgerton, like, any of those.
Or just that style.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like covers from, like, you know, classical music covers of trendy songs. Which, honestly, I think that's such a good
That's a good way to easy way to make it different.
Yeah.
I think any Zach Bryan song.
Okay, you know what song I think is going to be really popular for all the country people out there?
What?
That Wondering Why by the Red Clay Strays.
I love that song.
I think that's going to be a big one.
The Painter.
Yes.
You heard the song The Painter? Cody that Johnson one I think one? Is going to be big. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That's a big country one. But yeah, Wondering Why is a good one, too.
I know. Yeah. It's giving me goosebumps, too, because I can't wait to hear it.
No, I love that. Are there any songs that you've heard at weddings that you were at the wedding and you were like, okay, this is so different?
Actually, one of the weddings I did up in your neck of the woods, they picked a fast song. They picked a fast song for the father-daughter dance instead of a slow one, which, first of all, love that. Like, it does not have to always be slow. And it was My Maria.
Oh, cute.
By the person done. And it was honestly the cutest dance I've ever seen. They had such a good time. They, like, rehearsed their whole dance. And they had fun with it instead of just it being a dance that they have to go do to a slow song. Like, they had a fun time.
Especially a lot of people, like, I've seen the videos where it's, like, couples doing their first dance and they're just like, is this over yet? Like, they don't enjoy it because it's awkward because you're just standing there swaying. Everyone's looking at you. And I feel like if you don't want to, like, if you want to do something fun, then do something fun. Like, it doesn't have to be a crying moment. Yes.
Like, it does not have to be. It's a first dance. It's a first dance. It doesn't have to be, it's not a first slow dance. It can be a first fast dance. Like, why is it?
Whatever dance you want. Yeah, exactly. Oh, I love that. That's cute. One time I had a couple, I remember asking the bride, I was like, what's your first dance song? And she was like, oh, like a Wrecking Ball. And I was like, oh, like the Miley Cyrus song?
Like, no, the Eric Church song.
Yeah, but I was like, oh, that's an interesting pick. And then, but I, honestly, that was such a cool song. It's a very, like...
I think I have that on my list, honestly.
Yeah. But it's different. And it's, like, she said we wanted something that was us and a song we love and that was different. Mm-hmm. And most people wouldn't have the guts to do that song because, you know, grandparents are in the room and they're like, oh, interesting song. But honestly, it was so beautiful.
You're married now. Who who freaking cares?
It's fine. But I remember watching their first dance night, and they were just like so in love, and it was just the most beautiful moment. I loved that.
Yeah, and that's another reason why you pick a song you love, because then you can enjoy the moment instead of picking that song the day before and it's just something you're dancing to. You're not going to enjoy.
Totally. Yeah. No, that one I was like, love, 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 love. Mm-hmm. What's another one that you've heard at a wedding?
That I want to hear? I don't want to give my good list. I was saying to Sarah before we started this episode that I have a list of my personal.
No gatekeeping.
My personal likes. Okay, fine. I won't gatekeep. I will tell you. So this song is like, has been my number one favorite song ever for a wedding, my wedding, whoever's wedding, for like my whole life.
Really?
But it's that I'm With You song by Vance Joy.
Oh yeah, that's a good one.
And it's literally, I like can dream about it in my head. I'm just like walking this way, my flowers. Like I can see it.
Honestly, anything Vance Joy too, so good.
Honestly, just the way that song starts, and it's just like such a beautiful, like I don't even care if I hear the sound, like this, the music, like the lyrics, like even if it was just the acoustic version, like, oh, it just brings out the feels. Anything Vance Joy.
Yeah.
Like that's a vibe. So I actually had a bride, one of the ones I did in the mountains. I'm pretty sure, well, she told me this was the plan. I think her dad recorded a Vance Joy song on his guitar and like he recorded his own version of it and they played that for their first dance.
That's cute. Really,
yeah. And then I had another wedding here where the dad wrote, I think he wrote their first dance song and he played it for them as they were dancing.
No way.
On the guitar. Yeah, it was really cute.
Okay, that's so cute.
Everybody's crying.
Yeah.
Everybody's dead. Like, oh my god, like cannot keep it together.
Yeah Okay, that's special.
Tyler Childers, he has some great like undercover songs like that aren't as popular as his really popular songs.
Mm-hmm.
Like Shake the Frost.
Oh yeah, that's a good one.
That one,
yeah,
so good. I would get married to that song tomorrow.
Yeah,
like, I don't even know who I'm getting married to, but like it was funny. I was at a wedding 2 weeks ago, that one in the mountains I went and did. And nothing had happened yet. And she was telling me when we were getting ready, she's like, yeah, Jordan, like I like curated our wedding playlist like for hours. We did it together. We had a date night.
Oh,
and I was
cute.
Like, you're listening to my advice. Like, yeah. I love this. And so I'm waiting for them to come down the aisle. So I'm sitting in the front, like awkwardly as we wait for things to start happening. Shake the Frost turns on and I'm crying and no one has even been down the aisle yet. Like I'm sitting there crying and I'm like, Jordan, keep it together.
It shows you how music can make that emotion though. Yeah. Like it's insane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. And then also too, like I play music while I'm taking pictures like of the portraits because I want you to have a good time and not to just feel like you're taking pictures. So I'll play some music. And in my playlist, I had a song that she walked down the aisle to in my playlist. Like I just have it in there. I didn't realize.
Yeah.
And it came on and he started crying as they were like staring into each other's eyes, like taking portraits. And I'm crying, she's crying, we're all just crying in the forest. It was like,
that's again, so it cute.
It just shows you that like music is so important.
It's so true.
Like they were having a fun time and he was not sad. Like they were laughing like 2 seconds before this, but like just that song.
It brought on the emotion again.
Brought him right back. And it was just so beautiful. Like it really was.
Yeah. But that's why it's something that you shouldn't overlook, you know, and take the time to think about it and look at it with your partner and feel like, okay, like what's us? What do we, you know, because I think, you know, it's one of the biggest parts of your wedding is the emotion. Above anything else, the moments, that's what we're here for, right? So, and music just helps make it all come to life, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Breaks you down. I think also too, Chris Stapleton. One of my friends that got married last year, she asked me like kind of how you were talking about, asked me like what they should walk down to or what the groomsmen should walk down to, because she has like, I don't know, I picked my song, I don't know what they're supposed to walk down to.
Yeah.
And I sent her a list and she picked one of the songs off my list and I was like, so the guys started coming down the aisle and I was like, oh wow, like,
cute.
I love this. And it was so good. And it was White Horse. Because it's not a slow song.
No.
Right? Like that one's
it's more upbeat. Yeah.
Slow, But it's cool because it like grows. Yes. Like as you listen to that song, it gradually grows. And he's a cowboy. It really fit them. And it was actually so cool to see. And the guys too, like, they're not like crying down the aisle. No. Usually they're like macho. And they're they get the macho song kind of. Because that song is still very romantic. But it's not like slow and like very solemn, which is really cool. Again, another reminder that your songs don't have to be slow.
Totally. I think what you said there too is a really good point. I don't want to forget that. Looking at a song and you have to see like what parts it picks up, because that's a really good thing to notice while you're picking songs. Because to have that, if a song starts slow and you can time it so that you come and start walking down the aisle as it gets intense, that just like gets people's emotions. Like when I like from editing videos and using music in the videos, you really like look at, okay, you can look at the song and say, this part, it's like nice and soft. And then it's like, boom, it goes in and it gets like intense. And that's good to know, like look into when you're picking your songs.
Well, 100%, because pay attention to what, like, you might love the song.
Yeah.
But you want to, you want to walk down to the one part.
Yes.
You don't really think about the timing.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, I'm just going to play the song. And totally. You turn on and you're kind of disappointed because you didn't get the part that you wanted to walk down to. Yeah. Right?
For sure.
So be mindful about that. That's actually a great, great point.
To really, if you want that cinematic, emotional, dramatic, we love the drama in the weddings. You just gotta make it. Yeah.
That's what movies do. That's why we like go crazy for music in movies, because they make it cinematic and they pick the part that's gonna have the most value for that scene. They don't just pick a random song. Yeah, it's very intentional.
Because in movies, you see it subconsciously and you're not really, like, you don't realize that the emotion is coming from the music. And if you were a guest at a wedding, you wouldn't notice that. But if you want to curate that emotion and make people and the groom feel it, then that's a really good tip. So this song I heard, I always loved this song, but I heard it at a wedding. And I think it was in like my first year of weddings, and I still love it, but Lost in the Light.
Ooh.
Do you remember me talking about this song?
I think so. I think I know what you're talking about. I haven't heard it in a long time though. Oh,
it's still like, it's not even, I don't know. It's just like, the way it like it picks up and my cousin did a cover of it one time. He's an amazing singer. And it's my favorite. It's such a good song. So that's still on my list of wedding songs. And then I really like Sweet Disposition.
Yeah, I like that one too.
By The Temper Trap. That one's cool. Mine are very like cinematic songs. I like the, I don't know. That's kind of the type of music I really like with weddings. Yeah. Wild by John Legend.
Oh my God. That song. I never turn that song off in the car. I'm always screaming. It doesn't even matter.
So where good. Going.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I honestly, I'm such a big fan of his, but that one is a really,
I've never seen that. That would be good.
I think that would be cool. I've never seen it either. So this one's kind of funny. So it's Sleeping at Last, but I'm going to be 500 miles.
I love that song.
Like, you know that song? Like, yes. I'm going to be. So that, I think that would be a cool walking in song. Or
that is a Grey's Anatomy song.
Another Grey's Anatomy one. Yeah, perfect. And then this is a TikTok trend, but Radio by Lana Del Rey.
Oh God, it's whatever. It's still great. Like,
yeah. I still love it. I think it's so moody and edgy and different. Like, yeah, that's like my vibe. So don't, I feel like you don't have to necessarily have a song that's like, you know, I'm not like trashing country music, but like, it doesn't have to be a curated wedding song, you know? And if that's what you like, awesome. But if you want something different, you could do something like one of these, you know, like something that's not necessarily a wedding song.
I mean, just your reminder to think about it. Instead of just picking the songs you think you have to pick. Again, totally. I think most of our episodes say that too, where it's like, just be mindful. Like, pick stuff. That's like,
that is our,
it's our motto, literally. But like, again, I think a lot of people just pick the songs because they have to. And they're just like, they don't want to think about it. But it really is one of those things. It's one of the small things that can make a huge difference.
Totally. And if you don't care, then you're probably not listening to this episode anyway. Yeah, but that's fine. I think it, and honestly, it doesn't matter if you're not a music person. But if you are and you want to make your wedding like different, and people like some of these weddings, like for example, that Wrecking Ball song or like Lost in Light, I left that wedding thinking about it like, that was so cool. That was so different.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know, so if you can find a song that you both just love, and it doesn't even really need to be a love song. Mm-hmm. If you both just are obsessed with a song, why not use it for one of your songs? Yes,
100%.
Yeah. Yeah, beautiful. Totally. Like I've seen grooms walk into like Dr. Dre and like, I don't know, random things.
I think, yeah, no, I think like if it makes you happy, who cares? It's not like every song has to be a slow, so romantic like mood. No, it's a celebration at the end of the day. And music just helps with that. Helps you make it the celebration you want it to
totally.
Be.
Totally. No, I am with you. I think like, you know, we went through some versions, but overall, like,
yeah, I have one thing that we have to talk about before we leave this episode. And ooh, I'm going to make you think on the top of your head. Okay. What's one song?
Oh gosh. Okay.
That cause sometimes what I do, if I'm like leaving the wedding or like, and I haven't got like the dance party photos that I want yet, I'll go to the DJ and ask them to play like a banger before I leave to get everyone on the dance floor. Oh, so what's one of your bangers that will get everyone on the dance floor that you,
okay. I know that you've used this one, so I feel bad saying it, but we
hey, came to that's my song. Yeah, that's a- no, that's the one that I'll usually.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's the one I will usually say because it gets the people going. Yeah. Like it gets everybody going.
Okay, I have another one. Okay, anything Nickelback. Dance floor. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. You know what? I have one that's like. It's common, but it's this one's for the girls, but it's the Party in the USA. We'll always get the girls on the freaking dance floor.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I think that's where your DJ comes in, too. Like, and we kind of touched upon this, but, like, you know, having a good DJ, having a good band, like, I think having a live band at a wedding is the absolute coolest thing you could ever do.
They can read the room and kind of like, play music.
So cool.
Yeah, that, like, is going to get the people going.
Yeah, I wish more people did that. And it would be so expensive, I'm assuming, like, compared to a DJ.
I've done a wedding where they had a live band.
Really?
Yeah, it was here in Edson. Oh, yeah, it was really fun.
I haven't done any, and I want you so bad.
No, it was so fun. Okay, then this is the last question before we leave our episode.
Okay.
What's one cringy dance song that you hear at every wedding that you want to never happen again? Oh, I don't never happen again, I guess, but, like, the one song...
You hear it every wedding?
Yeah, on the dance floor.
I loved her first.
No, on the dance floor, not that one. No.
Oh, that like Triple O Honey song. It's like sugar pie, honey plum. That's a bad example. What's that song called?
I really like that song.
Or like YMCA.
Oh, that's actually, I would freaking agree with you. We need to stop playing the YMCA at weddings. Okay, I have two, and these might be a hot topic. These might be a hot topic because one of them is the chicken dance.
Oh, yeah. No.
And I know we play it for the kids, but I don't care. I do not care. We're done playing that.
Can't do it. No. That would be on my, like, you know, when DJs send their list and it's like, do not play any YMCA chicken dance. No.
Okay. Also, my last one, which I don't want them to stop playing this, but you hear it at every single wedding, every single dance. And it does usually get people on the dance floor, so it's probably a good one. I still love it. I'm going to dance to it every time anyways. But it's the Cadillac Ranch. Everyone.
Oh, yeah, that's...
Which is fine.
Yeah, especially, like, country, like, small town weddings.
Yeah, that's, like...
And, like, sometimes I understand that, like, you know, there's the songs that you want, especially at the, like, beginning of the night, you want the kids and the, like, grandparents on the dance floor.
Yeah.
So those are, like... those kind of songs, but yeah, you always frig the amount of like poor DJs, they probably get so sick of songs.
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine.
I'm sure they do.
Yeah, because there's just those classic every wedding songs.
Yeah,
but if you want people dancing,
no, they're gonna get them out there. We came to party though, that's my favorite one. It's funny when I did it at my last wedding that I used that little trick at. I went up to the DJ and I'm like, this is the song. Cause we played it earlier in the day and like the whole bridal party went freaking nuts. So I'm like, okay, this is the one. And he looks at me and he's like, well, but grandma's still here. And I was like, I don't care. And he's like, if grandma gets mad at me, you're in trouble. And I'm like, okay, sounds great. Send her my way. And grandma was dancing to it. So I'm sorry, but grandma,
she probably was not listening to the lyrics.
Grandma is a fan. So I'm going to still play it. I don't even care. Oh, gosh.
Oh, but yeah, that's kind of our, like, hot takes. I think we were pretty nice about songs.
No, and this is the thing where, like, if we're laughing at them, it's not that that means it's a bad thing. It's just from because we go to them, we hear them so often.
Yes.
We see them a lot.
Exactly.
So it's not saying don't use them. They're just so common that it's funny to laugh at them and just kind of make a little joke, but we still love them. Okay.
Because for the average person that doesn't go to many, like if you go to one or two weddings a summer, you'll be like, oh, such a good choice.
Yeah, right.
The best. And they're still good songs. Like they fit the occasion. They work. We're not saying they're bad. It's just that we hear them often. Yeah. And then if you want something different, and you know, they're classics. People love the songs that are the go-to. So there's, it's just your taste, whatever you want.
Oh,
yeah.
What we a don't good want to
hurt
episode.
Anyone's feelings
now
here.
Now I want to listen to music. I want to just like turn on some jams.
I know. Make a little playlist of all of our songs we found.
I really do.
Yeah.
Fun. Ugh. I hope this helps.
Imagine when we get married, we're going to have such a time picking all the things. We're going to have a hard time picking everything, but.
Yeah, it really will be.
Yeah.
We'll have to plan our weddings 4 years out because we'll need so much time to figure out what we want to do.
That's why I think so many photographers elope. Because it's too overwhelming.
I think so too.
You literally just, you see so many different things and you're like, oh, I'm going to have a $200,000 wedding if I do all the things I want to do.
Well, right.
So,
Yeah.
But I hope you guys enjoyed this. And please make sure if you are enjoying what we're doing to give us a nice little review or a follow or
send us a DM,
stars or whatever you're
send
feeling.
Us comment on our stuff. I mean, you do whatever. We appreciate all the love you have to give us. So
yes, this is officially our 20th episode, which is such a big deal because according to statistics,
what was that? What did you just say?
According to statistics,
Sarah's fired from the podcast.
Oh my goodness, I cannot talk. Stats say that most podcasts, statistics say that most podcasts do not make it past like, I think it was like 12 episodes or something. So
we made it. Woo!
We made it. We're doing, and honestly, I'm so happy with how it's doing. Like it's actually been very happy.
It's so nice to hear you guys like giving us some feedback and saying that like it actually does help. It's really cool to hear that you're listening, like in the first place just listening to us, and secondly that it's helping, because I mean we can talk and think we're helping, but until you tell us we don't know. But it's so nice to hear it back, and it's great that we're helping you guys plan your dream wedding. So
and it makes us want to keep doing it too, right? Because you know we're spending time putting it out there, and to hear that people are enjoying it and taking things from it, like literally is so special. So thank you so much. And it's Jordan and I also just love hanging out for an hour or two every week and getting to chat. So that's a little bonus.
This is our little date night of, it's our little date night.
Yeah. And soon we are meeting up again and we'll be doing some fun content because we're doing a double header together. Out in Sylvan Lake area, Central Alberta, we've got a doubleheader, so it's going to be a fun one.
So excited. That's going to be really fun.
I cannot wait. We'll have to, you guys will be excited to see what we have coming.
Yeah, oh yeah. See you next week.
Cool.
Bye.
Bye.